Shavuos Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph 2:1. The Mishnah returns to the topic it had started to discuss at the beginning of the previous Perek, but got distracted. We're going to talk again about Yediyah Satuma, but we're talking here specifically to define precisely when a person is obligated to bring this Korban Olah V'Yored in the event that he violates one of those categories of violation for Yediyah Satuma. So the Mishnah says inside, Yediyah Satuma Shtaim Shen Arba, repeating itself from before, there are two ways in which one can lapse regarding Yediyah Satuma, for which the consequences would be to bring a Korban Olah V'Yored, and we've already said what those were. It's either A, that he knew he was Tameh, and then he forgot, and either A, ate Kadshim, or B, went to Mikdash, and then after that, he realized what he did that was wrong, so now he has to bring this chatas offering. It's the Olah V'Yored, the variable chatas offering. So the two are either A, that he ate korban and that when he forgot, or B, that he went to the mikdash in that lapse of awareness. That are four, Shehen Arba, is, we said, in addition, he could always remember that he was Tameh. It's just that he forgot that this was a sacrificial meat, or that he forgot he was in the temple precinct. So those are that are four. Now, our Mishnah is going to basically enumerate that out at full length. Here it says inside. So we're going to divide into two categories, not the way I just said it, two that are four, but rather the first we'll discuss the possibilities regarding eating kachem, and then the second we'll discuss the possibilities regarding entering the Mikdash precinct, the Zara there. So the Mishnah says inside, Nitma v'yada, he became exposed to Tuma, and he knew he was Tameh. And then either A, v'ne'elma memenu ha'tuma, he forgot that he was Tameh, v'zuchur es ha'kodesh, but he was well aware that while he was eating this sacrificial meat that it was hekdesh. Or B, ne'elma memenu ha'kodesh, he forgot that what he was eating was sacrificial meat, he just thought it was generic lamb chops, v'zuchur es ha'tuma, but he actually never forgot that he was Tameh. He just didn't realize what he was doing was wrong because he forgot what he was eating was restricted. Or in fact, if both those come together, Nelmu memenu zevezeh, if he forgot he was Tameh, and he also forgot that what he was eating was sacrificial meat, and then va'achal es hakodesh v'lo yada, and he ate that meat in a state of not knowing what he was doing was wrong, any of those three possibilities I said before, and then u'misha'achal yada, after he finished eating, then he became aware of what he had done. So then, harezeh ba'olav yored, that's the case if a person has to bring the olav yored. And it's a little confusing, of course, because the Mishnah basically said, you know, it says that there are two that are four, but really kind of we have three just in the first, and we'll have three more in the second for a total of six. The point is that the third possibility we're adding is if you put the two cases together of forgetting he's both tummy and forgetting what he was eating. So you have a similar kind of thing in other possibilities, which is we're talking now about entering into the Azara, the temple precinct. It says here, Nitma v'yada, a person became Tamei, and he knew it. And then, either v'nelmo memenu tuma v'zachor es ha-mikdash, he forgot he was Tamei, but he knew where he was, there in the Mikdash, again, the Azara area, that he was going into. Or, ne'elam memenu mikdash v'zachor es ha-tuma, or B, he actually never forgot that he was Tamei, but he lost track in his mind of where he was. He forgot he was in a restricted zone, going into the Azar there. Or even C, Ne'la Mimeno Zevezeh. He forgot both that he was Tameh and where he was restricted. And then V'nichnas L'mikdash V'lo Yada. He entered in unawares that it was wrong for him to do so. And then Mishayatza Yada. And then afterwards, he, after the fact, realizes that he had gone in, but he had done so in violation of the Torah because, ooh, he actually was Tameh. And this is restricted zone. So then Harezeh Ba'olav Yored. That's the other possibility or set of possibilities where a person would have to bring this variable sin offering, the Olah V'Yored.